How about Moshe Newman? Hilchas Erevin.
Okay, we have to see Shin Samach Vav Sif Gimel, right? Yeah, Sif Gimel. Habayis Shemanichim Bo Erev. The bayis, the house that we put the Erev in, ain't Sorich Litanus Apas. That house doesn't need to give its portion of bread. All the other batim have to put their pieces of bread in the one house, but that house owner himself, that household itself, doesn't need to give for the bread. This seif is saying quite a lot of halachas, which is all based on the machlokes in the Gemara. If erev is mishum kinyan or erev is mishum dira, that means we paskin erev is mishum dira. That means by everyone putting their, as we explained yesterday, Mishbura, everyone putting their bread in a certain house, daiti shel adam amokim pitoi, that's where his dira is, and therefore it's considered as if they're all living in that house. There is a madama which holds erev is mishum kinyan. That means the erev only works with the fact that it's as if it's a kinyan. It's as if with the pieces of bread which they're putting in the one house, they're actually being kena part of the rishus of the house. We don't pass like that, therefore we won't have to have the air of words or all the hilchas kinyonim, because it's nothing to do. According to how we pass an air of mishumdir, has nothing to do with kinyon, and it's just a mitzias, the fact that your bread is there as if you live there. So therefore, these are a lot of different halachas which are otoli in this machlekas, and therefore. All these halachos are talking on the fact that we hold erev mishum dira. Habayis shemenichim by erev litanus apas, because erev is mishum dira. So the whole purpose of the erev to make is if the people are living in that one house. So that actual house of the person is living in himself. So obviously he doesn't need to put the pas. He doesn't actually need to give his portion of bread. The insor shiyah the erev doesn't have to be in the erev shavu pruta. Doesn't have to have a shavu pruta in the erev vayta, because. Because it's not kinyan that we should need to ashava pruta. There is a certain shia how much bread every person needs to give. Nothing to do with the shavias. Everyone needs to give a gregris until yudches gregris. Everyone needs to give a certain amount. That says we learn that later on. The aimanichin is the chotzer. You can't put it in the chotzer. El b'bayis roi l'dira. It has to be put in a bayis which is roi l'dira, which would be fitting to live there. And it's mashma, even though it would be mashma in the Shulchan Aruch, even though no one's actually living there, just that there's a vacant house. It has to be a bayis which is roi lidira. Lafuke, except beis shah, lachzadro mapeset. These are three different types of houses which are considered not roi lidira. Beis shah is like a porch. It's a small room you have either at the entrance to the chotzer or the entrance to the bayis, which is usually used for the guard, the guard of the bayis, the guard of the chotzer. So it's most similar to what we have, maybe we'd call a porch. Achsadra is a mokim which doesn't have mechitza generally in the Gemara. That means it's a mokim that has a roof, so that has a canopy, and it doesn't have any mechitzas around it. Whether it's missing all of the mechitzas or it's missing some of the mechitzas, I'm not sure here how many mechitzas have to be missing, how many mechitzas it would have to have in order to be considered a bias. Actually, no one actually explains it. In the Gemara, Achsadra is brought in various different cases, like have various different halachas, and sometimes it can mean no mechitzas at all, sometimes it can mean that it's missing three of the mechitzas, and has one when it has two. The Shem of Achsadra is a place without mechitzas. Umapeses, the Mapeses is this. It's a place. It's like a balcony, which not the balconies we'd have nowadays. But there's a balcony. So you have two floors on a building, and the people to get into the second floor. So what they have is you have steps going up, and then this balcony, from which is like the front that which leads on to the houses on the second floor. They have people to get up the second floor, so there isn't an indoor,
no internal
staircase. It's outdoor. They have these steps with this balcony, which the houses of the second floor, the doors lead onto this balcony and they go down through the steps. Yes, that's about Chesed. So these are places which are not really dira because they are pashtus, because they're used for the usage is for people to walk through to get to the houses. Therefore, it's not considered really dira. The Torah shehebe daladamas al daladamas has to have four amas four amas. Vafilu shel cotton, even if the house belongs to cotton, it's also okay. Vemregilim, then there's another halacha which doesn't actually, this is another halacha which is not related to Erev Mishum Dir, Erev Mishum Kinyan. That in Regilim Nitne Tom the Vice Yidua, if they're used to putting it in a certain house, the Erev, Elem Leshanoisu, they should not change or put it in a different house, Nitne Bebai Sache, Mipne Darke Shalom, because of Darke Shalom. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what's the Darke Shalom, what would happen if they change it, what fight would we run into. Vafilu Cotton Yochelik Vaisa Erev Lekabsi, even the cotton can go around collecting the Erev and be Mekabsi, that's also because it's not a Kinyan, therefore cotton can do it. It just has to be that in the Maise it has to be done. It has to end up that you have this collection of bread and salt and salt. The only difference who does it. So maybe leave the Ramah for Mitzvah the Mishabura now. Ein tzorich litim pas. Why? Shehari ein eruv. The whole purpose of eruv is elos sheyachshiv kilu kulon dorin sham. The Erev is in order to, that we should, it should be considered that they're all living there. Varehu dosham, the house where the Erev is lying, he's lemaisa living there, so he doesn't have to make a ke'ilu dosham. So therefore, he doesn't have to give his pass. Vein sorich liyais, vein sorich shiyev Erev shavakut, okay. Lafuki mamdom gemara, this lafuki mamdom gemara, Erev mishim kini, shabalabayis. Maknola and Beisa, the Barabai is actually being Makna and part of his house, Ahu Apas, instead of bread. With a Fiza, Yitzorich, Shia Pasak Ponishov Pruta, the Lichshav Moment. If you would hold Erev Mishum Kinyan, the Pas would have to have a Shav Pruta, that should be considered the moment. Kamash Malon, the Lam Mishum Kinyan, that's not Mishum Kinyan, and the Shituf Dira Ba'omuhu, it's a Shituf in the Dira, in the living. Umizah Tam Gam came, Sorich Lit and Dafka Pas, because it's Erev Mishum. Dira is a chumrah on the other hand that you have to give dafka pas, dafka bread, for leisag bedova acha, giving keli, and it's not good enough putting a keli, a kietzer, but just any, it just doesn't help giving anything of Shabbos, it has dafka be bread. Sheinu macha, why? The ikadira, saw them mocking pita, the ikadira of a person's where his bread is, calls them inspired b'shas. This is explained in the Gemara. Nafuke beis shah, the afagav shasuyin ken batim, even though this shah is built like a house, I mean, it's a house, mechitzas on has a roof, and you call mokim mehil vehin drus the regal chol b'nei achotza, because it's a drus the regal, it's a place for the for a walk, a way through for all the b'nei achotza, lech shiv dira. It's not considered a dira. Now, Mishabura explains because it's a drus regal chol b'nei achotza. What if you put in a base shah in front of a person's house, let's say, or in front of the chotzer, where the chotzer only belonged to one person, the house belonged to only to one person. So basically the base shah was just serving that person, like a porch you'd have nowadays. So that's it's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. If base shah includes is dafka base, like the Mishmurik says, dafka base shah the rabbim, where it's being used by the rabbim, where sedrus regal b'nei rabbim, and that's why we consider inerei ledira. Or even any base shah, as long as the purpose is as a walkthrough, even if it's the yochid, it's also a problem. It's a machlokes. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah is being makel, because he explains that it's only because it's a mava, it's a drusus regal lechol b'nei achotza. It seems that he's being makel. Now, Pesas, mokim gavoya b'chotza, it's a mokim gavoya, high place in the chotza, uve madrigas. And there's steps going up to them, and aliyas to the aliyas means to the first or second floor houses. This balcony is mokim gavoya mukaf bebinyan, is surrounded with surrounded by walls with dorim, and they actually live there. The mashma and the shabura that even though if it happens to be that people actually live in the mapeses, someone decides to eat there and sleep there. But because it's being used as a gangway as well, so it's also not a bias. Daladamas or Daladamas, those who are Lidir, that is Roy Lidir, has to have the Shiv Daladamas, but whom who Rachav Yasim in Daladamas, if it's wider than Daladamas, Elishu Kotzer, but okay. That means in one direction it's more than Daladamas.
Square footage,
man. Yeah. So that means Vieshbil Ravir Dalad of Dalad. That means you have a width of less than Dalad, but a length of much more than Dalad. And if you'd work out in square Amos, you have the pattern of much more than Dalad of Dalad. But doesn't Lamaisa Dalad have Dalad Amos each way? So then Yesh Deis Ben HaPesim Machlik, there are different opinions in the Pesim, in Mikri Dira, if it's considered Dira, Lefich Man Anochim Laniach Lechatchila, definitely Lechatchila, you should put it, Bebaiz Achi Yesu Godin, in a different house. A bigger house, but I'm bi'alochim. But a fluush of cotton, even though the bias belongs to the cotton, perish a bias shamelicha be'irvus of cotton, the bias will replace the irvus belongs to the cotton. The komash malom and the chiddushit the late tamer, the tzorach lehaknis lem beisay. You shouldn't say that irvus mishum kinyan, and therefore the balabais of the house has to be maknet all the shechin in his house. The cotton lav, and therefore you run into problems because cotton lav by knoyu. Because the cotton can't be maknei's house, kamash malam, the lav mishum, the lo mishum kininu, el mishum dir, mishum dir, valkein mutan aniach afilu bebayis cotton, and therefore we can put it even on the bayis cotton. Regilim, and now there's the next halacha that if you be used to the regilus to put it in a certain house, then you shouldn't change it. Elem lishanesim. Vafilu yesh lem kitsas tam bedovo, they have some reason why they would prefer to change it. Im loi, then they shouldn't change it. Oh, but im loi, if only if they have a special reason that they need to change it, then they should be mishanei. But not for nothing, not yet. Or not for some stupid reason. Yeah. The lit name of Ayis Achiv, Afilu Mesa Balabais, even if the Balabais dies, where the Erev used to be, they also shouldn't change it. They should keep it with his family. They should keep the Erev there in the house. Even if the second person would give mois, even if there's a different person where he feels maybe a covered, whatever it is, that the Erev should be in his house, and he says, let's change the Erev and I'll put it in my house, I'll pay you for it. No, even if it's a Tamut Chochem and the first one was Amoretz, half up he came. And there's no circumstances may change it. In Bitchilas Anasina, but if by the beginning when they put the Shtaldavek the Erev, Hisnu, they made a Tanai Lishanois, that we should be allowed to change it, Mutar Lishanois, then you're allowed to be Lishanois. Then when they put the Erev, it says, whenever we would like to change this Erev from house to house, we should be allowed to, it's okay. V'yesh machrim, which mefakim, but it's not achrim, it's afal pikein, hold you shouldn't. Mipnei Dark Yisholem, so what's this problem of Dark Yisholem? What's the problem of Dark Yisholem if you change a different house? Indian Dark Yisholem become, the Indian of Dark Yisholem here is Hu Mishum Chashad. It's because people will be Cheshed. What will be Cheshed? The Pirush Rashi. Because the Erev is used to being put in a certain bias. In Balsam Lashanis is Mekoymoy. If you're going to change it to a different house, and Chnosan Eisei Abayis, the people that go into the original house of the Erev used to be, and they won't see the Erev, then Yachshtu Levnei Achotza, they'll be Chushmei Achotza, Shematalten B'li Erev. Because they'll think, this is the Erev house, I can't see an Erev here. So they'll think, everyone's carrying on Shabbos Be'isa without Erev. And there, they'll get to Machloikas. Yeah, people will stop about Shmuas, about Achotza, the Surim. Of a tesis pirush, a tesis is a different pshat. The chashad is sheyachshu the balabai zeh, the bnei achotza will be chishud the balabai zeh shegoinav pass from the eruv that he's gonna think pass from the eruv. Velokach itzio isu mimenu lebai sacher. If he comes to be mishana, so people will start saying, "Ooh, why are we mishana?" So the bnei achotza will say, "You know why? Because he didn't trust the original person anymore. Because the chishdom is gonna think from the eruv." Tichkach. Yovel de machlekes imol, we come to machlekes. The Pirush Rashi, Bavadi Yesh Lachmir, according to the Pirush of Rashi, where the reason is the first reason, that means the reason being for that people, other people, outside people will think that they're carrying in their ear, but they're carrying without Be'isa. So Bavadi Yesh Lachmir, Afilo Mocho Ba'is Lachmir, Shalishan is Mokam Eruv. Even if the Eruv was in a certain house and that Balabai sold this house to someone else, still, they shouldn't change the Mokam Eruv, because the people will still think that's where the Eruv is meant to be, and they'll think that it's not there, they're carrying Be'isa. Ochin leperushat Tosfos, but according to the perushat Tosfos, that shenema la nikeach yo loyov lidei chashad aleidei atzoros beisach shmeinim leirav biyodim. According to Tosfos, where the chashad is, the people of the chotzer will think that if you're mishane, they'll think that the reason you are mishane is because the person with the eruv used to be in his house ganef the eruv. So if he sold his house to someone else, people won't be chayshdim at all, because he never had the eruv. Behine koze the eruv shadak laniach oisei bebayis bechinam. This whole halacha of not being mishana is dafka in a eruv shadak laniach oisei bebayis bechinam, where the person did that as a free service. He let the eruv in his house as a free service. The kiyotze boy. Aval dava shetzrichem litim mois lazeh. But in a case where they had to give, I mean, the people saw and be masada the eruv had to actually pay the person to have the eruv in his house. Yichelim leshaneis litim laachad. Then they can change it from to a different house. Va'afilu im la'sheni tzorich litim gam kei mois. That means if to the sheni is offering a free service, the person had to pay. So obviously there's going to be no chashad, because people will say, obviously they got a free service, took up a free service. But even if they have to pay the second one, so it's also mutter to be mishana, because also will not be any chashad, because people will say that they're trying to give everyone an opportunity to make the money on having the eruv in the house. V'chol gavna im ovru v'nosnu b'ayis achin. Whatever happens, if they actually they were oiva and they put it into a different house, ein mechiyogim lehitzim misham. We're not mechiyev to take it back, put it in the first house. U'miu im ha'neisen reitz alachzev litne b'mokim shayi rogu mitchila. If the neisen would want to take it back and put it into the original house, harishus b'yodoi u'mekom mokim tzorichin l'maisa. That's the shayla. If they had changed it to the second house and had to become hurgal in the second house, so then the shayla is if you're allowed to take it back and put it in the first house, because now that it's become hurgal, they become used to put it in the second house. Now there could be a new chashad if you take it out of the second house, put it back in the first. So there's an interesting bialocha here about the eruv having to be in a room that's daladamas or daladamas. So he brings a taste of Shabbos. That what happens if you have a house and you have a room inside of less than daladamas? That if you would disregard the mechitzas of that room, that means the whole house is a big house, then it would be more than daladamas. So he says that's okay. The whole halach of daladamas was the entire house was the teeny house. The whole house less than daladamas. But if you got a cheder b'sei cheder, so you can disregard the walls from the outside. And the bi'alocha is mefak because this halacha, even though it's a taste of Shabbos, it's safe for taste of Shabbos. Because the raya of the taste of Shabbos from a case where the case of the taste of Shabbos, the raya of the taste of Shabbos is brought from shitufim avoyis. Halacha is that shitufim avoyis can be in the chotzer, should be in the chotzer. Now, as halacha, if he's put it in a bayis which is less than dalad al dalad, it's also okay. Halacha in shitufim avoyis. So the taste of Shabbos seems to learn that the reason is because if you put the shitufim avoyis in this bayis less than dalad al dalad, you disregard the mechitzas of the bayis, and it's as if it's in the chotzer. So who are then over here, if you have eruv chatzeris where you're putting it in the bayis of in a room less than dalad adalad, if the whole house together is more than dalad, you can disregard the mechitzas of that room and say it's in the bayis and dalad adalad. But the Shmuel is mefakhtah, because he says the reason why it works by shetufim avoyis is not because you disregard the mechitzas. The reason is that because shetufim avoyis is allowed to be in the chotzer, then why should it be worse if it's inside the bayis? If there's no halacha, it needs to be inside the bayis, so why do I care that it's inside this cubicle of dalad of less than dalad al dalad? But it's not halacha that you disregard the mechitzas. And therefore, over here, Legabe Yeruv Chatzeris, when I need to say be inside the bayis, even if it's on a cheder b'sei cheder, it should not be okay. This the halacha lives that it's tzorchi and halacha lemaisa. It can be very negeh this. Yeah. Thank you. We came up. We came up. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, she finished off cotton. Yeah, sorry. Okay, well, the people are going ready, so I will count tomorrow. Yeah,
What's the big devotion?
I think somewhere in Europe. The diesel belongs in the room here.
Back over there, because
I sorry?